Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Kuf Yud Ches in Meseches Psachim. I'm recording this on the way home from the Old City near, or now in a bus near Talpiot. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez that's going to discuss the halachas of the Kos Shlishi of the Seder Halel. And that will be the subject of the Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches. Different Amiros of Halel as well as Halachos of Halel. The Gemara will discuss on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis the different miracles that Klal Yisrael experienced by Yam Suf. And the Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis will conclude with Agadat HaBeis. Bezras Hashem, let's begin the new Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mazgulat Kai Shlishi. If when they pour it for him the third kos, Mevarech Alav, they make the bracha of Al Mezaynay, that means Birchas Hamazon. In other words, on that kos they use for the kosher bracha Birchas Hamazon. Revi, Goyimer Lav is a halal. The fourth kos they finish halal. Goyimer Lav Birchas Hashir, and then the bracha that said is Birchas Hashir, and the Gemara is going to describe what is Birchas Hashir. Ben kosas halalu. Between these kosos, the third and fourth kosos, in Matzul Lishtos Yishta, then one can drink. Rashbam explains that we're talking between the second and the third. However, Ben Shlishi Lervi Lo Yishta, you cannot drink between the third and fourth kosos, and the Gemara will explain why. Amar Le Rav Chanan Le Rav Shmami, we see from our Mishnah, Birchas Hamazon Tu Nekos, that Birchas Hamazon requires a kos. It's not mefurish anywhere that Birchas Hamazon needs a kais. Why don't we prove that from our Mishnah? The Gemara earlier, Rashbam points out, Kuf Heim Abeis, proved from a diuk that Birchas Hamazon needs a kais, but we never proved it from a Mishnah itself. Armalei Arba Kis Kosi Tiknu Rabbanon Der Cheirus. The four kosas the Rabbanon were misakein for Cheirus. Kol Chad V'Chad Navi Mei Mitzvah. And then we argued you should do a mitzvah with them. It could be that the rest of the year, a Birchas Hamazon does not require a kais. We learned in our Mishnah, V, Goymer Lov is a halal, Voymer Lov Birchas Hashir. Then the fourth kais, you finish halal, and you say on it Birchas Hashir. Asks the Gemara, my Birchas Hashir, what is Birchas Hashir? Rav Yehuda Amar Yehalucha Hashem Lokeinu. Rav Yehuda says it is saying Yehalucha. That is the end of halal when we say Yehalucha, and we conclude normally, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mulo Batish Bachos, the last paragraph. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Nishmas Koch. Rabbi Yochanan says it's to say Nishmas on the Kos. Rashbam explains that Rabbi Yochanan's logic is that we always say Yahalalucha at the end of Halal. So we already said that you're Gomer Ahalal. So what's Birchas Hashir? Must be something else. And what's that something else? That is Nishmas. Tosafot Dibur HaMaskil, Rabbi Yochanan has two opinions with whether you say both Yahalucha and Nishmas, or just Nishmas, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara continues 2 lines from the top. Tanu Rabban Revi Goyimer Lo Sava Halal. On the fourth kais, you complete the halal. Vo'emer halal gadol divrei Rabbi Tarfon. And then halal ha-gadol is sung. V'yeshoimirim and some say Hashem roi le'echzar. That we say the pasukim from Tehillim of Mizmar le'David Hashem roi le'echzar. Me'echan halal ha-gadol. Where does halal ha-gadol begin from? And halal gadol is mismar kuf lamid vav in Tehillim. But there's a suffix where we begin from. There's this famous parak that says, Hodol Hashem ki tov ki lo'olam chasto. Do we do the whole thing, or do we parts of it? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mahoidu, the first Hoidu, Ad Naris Bavel. Until Perak Kuf Lamed Zayin, the next Perak, which is Ad Naris Bavel. Rabbi Yechon Omer, Mishir HaMalis Ad Naris Bavel. That's going back from Kuf Lamed Dalet to Kuf Lamed Dalet, all the way through Kuf Lamed Zayin. Vachabar Yankiv Omer, Mechi Yaakov Bachaloi Ka Ad Naris Bavel. That is Perak Kuf Lamed Hei, Pasuk Dalet. Vlomanik Rishmai Hal Gadol. Why is Hoidu, and according to some, the paragraphs that preceded, call halal gadol. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumah Shalaylam, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits at the peak of the world that we describe in Kuf Lamed Vav when we say Hoydu Lakel Hashemayim Umechalik Mezoynis Lachol Beria, and he gives food to everybody. Noisen Lechem Lachol Basar, and this reference that Hakadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody is referred to as halal ha-gadol. Gemara continues on the first wide line in Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Hani, Esrim v'shisha hoidu. There are 26 times that we say hoidu --- kila lemchastai. Keneged me, what does that correspond? Keneged chavdal doyre shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilamai. The 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, v'loi nasan lehem Torah, and he had not given them Torah, but nevertheless the world existed. Why? The world needs Torah to stand. V'zan azam b'chastai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu satiated it, sustained it through his chesed. Amar of Chizda, Ma'idich said, what does the pasuk mean? Hoidu Hashem ki toiv. Hoidu Hashem, let's praise Hashem, shegoiva chayvasai shel adam b'toivasai. Ashir b'shayroi v'esani b'siyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects the obligations of a person from the things that he has. A wealthy person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his ox, and that's how he gets punished, because wealthy people have oxen. A poor person, b'siyo, he does not have an ox, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him by taking away his sheep. Yasam bebeitzaso, a yasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he needs punishment, will lose his egg. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cause him to be chayiv the hefset of a shor, only an egg which is much less. Almana metarnegol seha, and Almana will lose her rooster. Mark continues 6 lines into Kufichasam and Alpharma Yechon and Koshim Zainas of Shalodom. Kiflayim Yoleda. It's doubly hard to earn a living than to give birth. Okay, this is something to debate with your wife when you come home. Deilu biyoleda, when it comes to giving birth, ksiv, the pasuk says, be'etzev ubeminizonos. Excuse me, deilu biyoleda, ksiv, be'etzev. When it comes to that, says she has pain. Ubeminizonos, when it comes to mizonos, the pasuk uses something else. The pasuk in, I'm straining my eyes over here in the dark, reishes gimel. The curse to Adam after he sins by the etzev das is be'etzevon tochalena. And so, Itzavon sounds like a greater form of distress. As the pasuk says, Arura Adama Bavurecha b'itzavon tachalena kol yimechayecha. And Itzavon sounds like a double lashon. Am Rabbi Yechon Koshim Zonosav Shel Adam Yosem Min HaGeula. It's harder to earn a living than it is even the time of Geula. Deilu b'Geula ksif. Deilu b'Geula, because when it comes to Geula ksif, the pasuk says, HaMalach HaGoel Simi Kol Ra, that the Malach saves us and redeems us and brings us to Geula. But he's just a quote-unquote Malach. Malach Ba'alma. V'ilmam Zaynis, but when it comes to earning a living, Siv Ha'elokim Ha'roa Osi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shepherds me, not just a Malach. We continue on with Rabbi Shua Ben Levi's beautiful Agadatas as we're mamish riding into the final sunset, where you have the Hare Yehuda on the one side basking in a dark black, and then you see still the rays, the final rays of the sun as they disappear over the horizon, while the hills are all black. The Gemara continues, Amar Bishua ben Levi. We have another teaching of Bishua ben Levi. Shasham HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Adam V'Koitz V'Dardar Titzmach Lach Zolgu Einav D'Ma'os. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed Adam and he said you're going to have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cried that he had to curse them for so much pain. I'm in front of Rabbi Nishlim. And I and my donkey going to eat from the same trough. In other words, am I going to eat grass with him? He felt better when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to have to sweat, but you'll eat bread, you won't eat hay. Period. Another teaching of Agoda, Omer Abshim Men Lakish, Ashrenu Im Amdenu Berishona. The Gemara continues on this topic, Omer Abshim Men Lakish, Ashrenu Im Amadenu Berishona. We would have been lucky or praised our us if we would have stayed with the first klala that we would be eating grass. Why? Because then we would always have our parnasa with us at all times. Va'adayin lo paltina mine. And we haven't gone out from it entirely, the kachlinan ispe de davra, because we also eat grass as well. And that's an easy access for food. Amar of Shizbi Mishmeid Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah. Kashim zonosav shel adam kikriyas yamsuf. It's as hard to earn a living as it is to split the sea. Dichsiv nosan lechol basar. Samachle legozer yamsuf ligzarm. So in this al hagadol, we have the two things put next to each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing bread for man, along with Kriyas Yamsuf. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashini Kalev Shel Adam Ki Yoyim Hamisa, Uki Kriyas Yamsuf.
when a person is constipated, when his holes are blocked, so then it's as bad as Yom HaMisa and Kriyas Yamsu Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu. In order to make sure you don't die, the tzoa needs to be opened up. That's the reference to it being as difficult as death. It says after it also, who split the Yamsuf, and we see the two are connected to each other. Amr B'sheshes, Mishum Rablazim, and Azariah. B'sheshes also told the name of Mishum Rablazim, Ben Azariah, B'shem Ben Azariah. Someone who does not respect the modos properly. This is not talking about the first day of Pesach, but rather, as Rashbam explains, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. From this, Rashbam is mashma that the Isurim of Melacha on Chol HaMoed are Do'oraisa. And if one's Mevaza Moed, it's as if they serve Avodah Zarah. Shnei Melekeim HaSechel HaSasach HaKiziv Basrei Schag HaMatzah Tishmar. And that pasuk, Schag HaMatzah Tishmar, as Rashbam explains, becomes the Makar for the halachas of Chol HaMoed as well. V'amar b'sheshes mishum Rablazim ben Azariah. Kol mesaper loshon hara v'chol mekaber loshon hara v'chol meid eidu sheker b'chaveiro. Anybody who tells loshon hara, anyone who accepts loshon hara, and someone who testifies falsely against his friend, roi lashlicho lekavim, he's worthy to be thrown to the dogs. Shnei melakel tashlicho nosa. Torah says that you should send to the dogs a piece of nevelo. Ksibatrein, it says afterwards, now we're going to put the two together and say it doesn't only apply to nevelo. Losisa shem hashav. And we could darshan the pasuk lo sasi, and sasi means to send out a false rumor. Asks the Gemara as it comes back to the topic of halal gadol. Since there is halal gadol, my time amrinon.
Hi,
why is it that when we say halal, when we are saved in other events, we don't say that halal hagadol? In other words, why don't we have this halal of Hodul Hashem Kitov in our regular halal? Says the Gemara, Mishum Shiesh Bo Heitvarim Halalu. Because it has these five things, and it focuses specifically on these five things, and we say it dafka on the night of Mitzrayim, of going out of Mitzrayim. And what are those five things? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Tchias Hamesim, V'chevlo Shel Mashiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Tichsib Bitzayis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Sorry, I might have misspoke before, that the five things that we're describing are of the halal that we say, even though it doesn't have the halal gadol, it has these five things. Kriyas Yamsuf, Tachsiv HaYom Ra'ev HaYonos, Matan Torah, Tachsiv HaHorim Rakdu Cheilim, Pasuk in Kuf Yud Dalet is describing Matan Torah, when the hills rejoice, Tachiyas HaMesin, Tachsiv Eshalech Lefanai, Lefnei Hashem, excuse me, Chevlo Shel Mashiach, Tassiv Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. From Rabbi Yochel, Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu Zo Shibud Malchus. It's referring to Shibud Malchus. Igad Amri, others explained the Psukim differently. Am Rabbi Yochel, Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu Zo Melchemes Gog Umago. Renachma Yitzchak, Amr Bnei Shiesh Bo Milut Nefesh Shel Tzadikim Gehenim. The advantage of our Halal is it describes the escape of Tzadikim from Gehenim. Shenem Ra'on Hashem Alta Nafshi. Tzadikim that had to go down to a furnace and their escape from it. What does this have to do with a furnace of fire? Because it's connected to Chananya. Chananya had said, and that's what we say in the Psukim of Lolanu Hashem Lolanu. Amar Mishael, and Mishael said, Al Chastacha Al Mitecha. And Omar Azariah, Azariah had said, Lama Yom Ra'agayim. Amru Kula, and all of them said, Asa Mikiv Shanesh, when they came out of the fire, Tichsiv Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim. Amar Chananya Shibchuhu Shel Kol Umim. And Chananya added that all the nations praise. Amar Mishal, Mishal said, Ki Gover Leinu Chastoy. Amar Azariah, Ve'emes Hashem Lo'ilam Haleluka. Amru Kula, V'yesh Omrim, and some say, Va'emes Hashem lo'olam Gavriel Omer, that Gavriel said, V'yemes Hashem lo'olam. Bar continues, B'shoshibul Nimrod HaRasha, Es Avram Avinu Sol Kivshon HaEish. At the time that Nimrod, as we know from a Medrash, threw Avram Avinu into a furnace. Amar Gavriel Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebayin Shel lo'olam. Ereid V'atzaneinis HaKivshon, I'll go down and cool off the furnace. V'atzal Tzadikim HaLo Mikivshon HaEish. excuse me, Vatzilas Hatzadik Mikiv Shanei, shall save the Tzadik from the furnace. Amalei Kosh Baruch Ani Yechidi Ba'olam, Fu Yachid Ba'olamo. No, Liyachid Hatzilas Yachid, I want to save it myself. Kosh Baruch Hu didn't let Gavriel. Fisha Kosh Baruch Hu Eini Mekapeach Schar Kol Beria, because Kosh Baruch Hu rewards everybody, including Malachim. Amar, he said to Gavriel, Tizkiv Etatzil Shlosha Mibnei Bonam, shall you'll save three of Avram's children. That's referring to Hanania, Mishael, Va'azariah. Darsh Reb Shimon HaShiloni, B'shash Yipul Nevuchanetzar Rasha, Hanania, Mishael, Azariah, L'sol Kiv Shanesh, Amad Yerkamu, who is the Sar HaBorod. He is the ministering angel over hail, over cold. L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in front of Rabban Shalom, Erd V'atzani, Nesad Kiv Shon, V'atzal HaTzadikim Alol, M'kiv Shanesh, I want to say these Tzadikim. Amalei, Gavriel. So here Gavriel gets his chus to do it. Eng v'rosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kach. The strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Sh'at asar barod. You are the ministering angel of cold, of hail. V'akol yodim shamayim mecham nesa esh. And everybody knows that it's only natural. Nisar shel esh. I'm the ministering angel of fire. Ered v'akarer mibifnim v'kadeach mibichutz. I am going to go down and cool off from the outside, but make cool off from the inside, but make the fire even hotter on the outside. Ve'sanes b'soch nes. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu reid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go down and to do this. The Gemara continues three lines from the top on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Two lines on the top. Ba'isisha pasach Gavriel va'amar ve'emes Hashem la'olam. Gavriel said Hashem Emes is forever. In other words, he kept his promise for many generations that I would be Zohar to save Hanani Mishael Vazarim. Nasan Oimer Vemes Hashem Lo Oilam, Dogging Shebayom Amruhu, that the fish in the sea said that his Emes is forever. What is that referring to? Uchad Rav Huna has a story with Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, Yisrael Shebayi Say Dor Mikatne Emuna Hayu. The Jews in that generation were small in Emuna. Generation of Kriyas Yamsuf, we're referring to do. Uke the Darish Rabba Marmari, as Rabba Marmari explained, Magnik Siv Vayamru al Yam Biyamsuf. The Pasuk in Tehillim describes Klal Yisrael at Yamsuf as almost rebelling, Vayamru. Melamed Shim Yisrael Bosesha. They began to rebel and complain. Va'amru, Kishem Shanu Olam Mitzad Echad, Kach Mitzrim Olam Mitzad Acher. Just like we're going to come out on the other side of Yamsuf, so too the Egyptians will. Note, show them not to worry. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? The Egyptians had already drowned, and he told the ministering angel of the sea to spit the Egyptians out onto the ground. You gave Parnassa to your subservience, that you gave a present to the fish. Now you're taking away the food. They're going to be able to munch on the Mitzrim. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Etein Lecha, I will give you one time even more if you do this for me. Echadu Mechze Shibalein, I'll give you 1.5 times that. Amalei Rebbein Shalem Yesh Evet Shetoveyes Rabbo, am I going to be able to demand it from you when the time comes? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, an Evet doesn't do that. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you won't need to, because Nachal Kishon Yeli Arev, I'm going to give you Nachal Kishon as a collateral. Miad Palat Asan, immediately then Yamsuf spit it out, as its angel demanded. Li Yabashu, Boyisuov Rorosa. Shenemar, Vayayiswas Mitzrayim, Mesal Sfasayam. They mamish saw them dead so as to allay their concerns. My Echad Umechza Shebehen, what does it mean 1.5 times? Dilu Parksiv Sheshmos Rechav Bachor, the 600 chariots. Vilu Besisra, Nachal Kishon, where Sisra was defeated, Ksiv Teisha Meos Rechav Barzel. He also Sisra. Sisra went out. Now that we talk about the Nase at Yamsuf, talk about this Nase by Sisra as well. We're going to read with the brackets. Asi Alayu B'dikri the Farzela. They came to fight Klal Yisrael with utensils of war made of steel. Hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Kochavim Silas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took out the stars to fight with them. D'chsiv, what does that mean? As the Pasuk says, Min Shemayim Nilchamu HaKochavim. Even the Nechisu Kochvei Shemayim Aleihem, since the stars of the heaven went down against Sisra, Mefarshim say that here we're referring to the Koach of fire that's embodied in the stars. I don't know exactly what that means. Akdichu hani de kaparzli. It heated up all these chariots, and therefore nechisu lakrule mesech nafshayu. The soldiers needed to run away from that terrible heat to cool off benachal kishon. Amalakash baruch nashal kishon lech vashlem arvoncha. Now finish off the job, the collateral that we had made up. Miad garfim nachal kishon v'shlicham liam. Nachal kishon dragged them to the sea. Shnemer nachal kishon garfim. Nachal Kidumim. My Nachal Kidumim. What's the reference in that pasuk by Dvor of Nachal Kidumim? Nachal Sha'as Shanase Arav Mikedem. It's referring to a Nachal that was made up a long time before, and that was the deal as described above between water and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bosa Sha Pisku Dogim Shel Yam. Amru Ve'emes Hashem Le'olam. So the fish of the sea saying Ve'emes Hashem Le'olam. Amru Shimon Lakshmai Nesiv Meshivi Akeres Habayis. What is the reference to in the beginning of Tilim where we say Kadosh Baruch Hu turns an Akeres Habayis into a Mabon Amukes Shrol Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Rebonu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael says to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Samuni Banecha, consider us like simple children, Chuldazu Adar Bikare Batim, like a weasel that weasels around in the foundations of the house. And the Eim Abanim, the Mefarshim explain, are decrying the mistakes of the children like a weasel. In other words, they're denigrating them as a weasel in order to justify and to defend the averos that they've done. Darish Rav Maitasiv Afti Ki Yishma Hashem Amr Knesset Barishlam Emas Ani Yehuva Lefanecha. When am I beloved to you? Bizman Shetishma Kol Tachnunai Dalosi Vili Yoshua. I am poor and I don't have salvation. I'm a Kresis Rolf Nekosh Baruch Mashalam Afalpi Shadolani Bimitzvos. Even though I am weak in mitzvos, Lechoani, I am dedicate myself to you. Li Noelo Shia, for that reason, I am worthy to be saved. What a beautiful cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm Rav Kahana. Kishachal Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi Sholach Loi Rebbe. When Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi was sick, Rebbe sent. Emar lanu shnayim ushosh dvarim shamart lanu mishum avicha. Tell us two or three things that your father taught. Shalach loi. Rabbi Shmuel sent back to him. Kacham rabba ma'ayis v'halu es Hashem kol goyim umasa olam ayaviditayu. What shaychus do the goyim have to praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hachi kamar halu es Hashem kol goyim vur v'niflos the avid bahadayu. They will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim and the flows. We're done with them. Kol shikein anu, the gavar leinu chazdo. That's how Rabbi Yossi read the pasuk. That's halu as Hashem kol goyim. If the goyim have what to praise, certainly ki gavar leinu chazdo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed was even greater for us. Va'od, and he also taught, asid mitraim shetavi doron l'mashiach. Ultimately, even the Egyptians are going to bring a present to Mashiach in Yerushalayim, Kasavur. Because all the hosting that they did for my children in Mitzrayim. Miyad, immediately, what will happen is, Yesayu Chashmanim mini Mitzrayim will bring a present, as the pasuk describes in Tfilas David, in Kapitel Samaches. They will bring a present, and Nasa Kush and the Ethiopians will make a Kavla Chom themselves. Ma halalush nishtadubeni ba'kach, that the Mitzrayim's gift was accepted, and they had persecuted Klal Yisrael. Ani shalosh nishtadubeni lo kol shekein. I'm like, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who kabel mehem? Also except from the Kushim. Miyad Kush taritz yadav lelokim. They will also bring a present. Nasa Malchus Romi Harishah, the evil kingdom of Rome, the censor had once taken out Romi, and now it's back in. Kavachomer Batzma, Uma Lalu She'en Acheim Kach. They're not as close in the lineage as brothers to Klal Yisrael, and they were accepted. Anushanu Acheim, we come from Esav. Loi Kol Shekein, Amalai Kol Shebaruchu, LeGavriel, Ga'ar Chayas Kone Adas Abirim. Go'or. Protest because they're chaya, uknei lecha eda, and bikone klal Yisrael a second time. But it sounds like that we are going to reject, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reject the present from Edom. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We finish a little early and we'll pick up from here Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow.